A little bit of Shmuel Shapira here. Truth, we're talking about Rabbi Hirsch Lipper, who's one of the rabbis of Shmuel Shapira. Ba'ir Lodz HaMa'atira, in Lodz, who was before the war, is a very big city full of tzaddikim. Rabbi Hirsch Lipper was born over there. His father, Rabbi Aaron Bezalel Lipper, he was from Chassidut Radomsk. Rabbi Shlomke Miradomsk. Yeah, from Radomsk. Yeah. There were thousands of Hasidim before the war of Radomsk. But Rabbi Aaron Bezalel, he felt that he wants to connect to Breslev, the father of Rabbi Hirsch Lipper. Right? And when he was a kid, Rabbi Hirsch Lipper, he found in his father's bookcase Breslev's farm. Yeah. One day, Rabbi Hirsch Lipper saw his father sitting learning a sefer, and he looks like he's trying to calm down, but he's so excited, and the tears coming out of his eyes. So his spiritual curiosity rose. So what is my father reading? And he wants to see the book. His father saw that, he realized right away he hid the book, because it was like Asu, you know, Breslev. Right? It happened a few times. And Rabbi Hirsch Lipper decided, I must find, what is my father so excited? And he, when his father was away, he did a certain research and he found, which book did he find? Meshivas Nefesh. Meshivas Nefesh. Which at the end was Tikkun HaKlali. Yeah. And he started looking, and he had light in his life. This is what I'm looking for. From the time that he began looking in the book, he didn't leave it until he finished it. And then that gave him a big spark. He learned the book a few times and he went deeper and deeper. And he wanted to get to the source of who learned this. Who are these Breslev Hasidim? Where are they? What are they? I want to connect to them. And then he saw later at the end of the book the Tikkun HaKlali and said their promise. Whoever comes to the tzion of the one who wrote the book, yeah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachman Breslev in Uman. So I will save him from everything and I'll fix his soul from whatever he has to go through in life. Yeah, when he started to find out where is this tzaddik buried, where is this Uman, he never heard. He thought it's in the. He didn't know where it is. So years passed, and even though he knew Breslev, but in the meantime he continued learning in Torah and Lodz, which was a big place of Torah and Chassidus. Right? And he learned a lot of Shas and Poiskim and everything, and then he grew up and he learned in Radin by Chafetz Chaim. Also Chassidim learned by Chafetz Chaim, a lot of Chassidim. Yeah.
The time the
Chafetz
Chaim was there?
Yeah. Dafka there, that's where he decided. By the Chafetz Chaim himself helped him decide to go to Breslev. What happened? He decided that he's going to Breslev. But, yeah, he went to the Chafetz Chaim and he said, listen, I want to get close to the Breslev. So Chafetz Chaim told him, if in your soul you have a drawing to go to Chassidus, go only to Breslev. Why? I said, Breslev, they keep Shulchan Aruch. One of the main things of Breslev is to learn the Shulchan Aruch and to keep exactly what it says, not to change even a little bit. So if you have power, go. He heard the Kohen Gadol said such a thing, the Chafetz Chaim, the thing. Right? And he decided that he's going.
What
do you do about Breslev? Of course, Chafetz Chaim knows about Breslev. Anyways, then he continued to Warsaw. Yeah, there he met a bunch of Breslevers. He met Rabbi Aaron Lev Ziegelman, and he met Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, Hashem Kondamo. And that really joined him to be part of the group. And he became also, he joined the kibbutz in Rosh Hashanah in Lublin. Lublin was also a big kibbutz. It was very hard to go to Uman. And then he understood that Uman is not so far. First he thought Uman is like somewhere in the end of the world. No, it's not so far. The problem is, there's a border, a communist border, an iron curtain. So tomorrow we'll learn about how you got to Uman.